It is the review with Dan Neil and Sean after Liverpool 2, Leo 1. Sean, another good start from an opposition, I'd say. You know, I don't want this to be flown under the radar when we speak about the game and the approach and the lineup. But I think Liverpool, with three changes into the back four, with Diaz returning to the left side of the attack, they do have to negotiate Lille, who were out in a pretty aggressive 4-2-3-1 and off the ball. They were willing to step in from defensive areas. They were up for, you know, playing the ball out from the back, and Liverpool dealt with that despite the changes.
Yeah, as we've seen, and there's been a lot of press coverage about it, there's a lot of time and respect for the Liverpool team, the Liverpool players, Slot, the whole package. And there's also that thing where playing Liverpool is massive. It's a huge scalp, especially in the Champions League. People coming to Anfield, it's a huge night for them. And there's also just the element of, look, if we're not right at it, these could batter us. So when they're full of energy, I do think, sadly for Liverpool, for a while in the past and also for a while in the future, we are going to have people bring the very best of them. I mean, Christ, you only have to look at Manchester United before and after in terms of the problems that come with that. And we're used to seeing that with Everton as an example. So in terms of Lille, to start with, I thought it was interesting that obviously they've got Gomez on the bench, a couple of injuries. They pick five defenders, but pretty much pick, you know, go with their usual 4-2-3-1, 4-4-2 defensive shape. They look to play a bit. They will look to squeeze high. As Slot said, pre-game, they're extremely well coached. They've gone on 21-game unbeaten run. And seeing them with your own eyes, he's exactly spot on with his analysis of them. And just on the off, as an aside to that, I think, not for Liverpool, he's not good enough for Liverpool, but Haraldson's one that I think you'll see in the Premier League pretty soon. He's been injured at the start of this season. He's the number seven who played for Lille, and he was man of the match, Iceland-England at Wembley. If I was his agent, I think I'd be on speed dial every day to Bournemouth and Brighton. I think he's sort of profile, he turns 22. There's an element to me of sort of now or never when you're 22, because I think if you go to a Bournemouth, maybe a Palace, but particularly a Bournemouth or a Brighton, there's that opportunity to really develop over the next few years and kick on. And I think from Liverpool's point of view, almost like a 1980s type vibe of, I need you to be extremely professional. I don't want you being complacent about these, because there's all these things which make this team dangerous. But I need you to get in and get out with minimum fuss. Don't waste energy. Don't take any risks. And that's dead easy for me to say, us to say, anyone to say, managers to say. It's a lot harder to do.